Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, it's time to talk travel with Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel on this Tuesday morning. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
We're always either planning the next vacation or talking about the vacation that just was, and you just got back from a pretty neat trip.
Ireland. Oh. If you haven't been to Ireland, you've got to go. And I know there was a lot of people from this area going. They were with the other group that travels to Ireland. So it was fun. It was fun watching their trip and our trip.
Oh, sure,
And everything that we did, it was just beautiful.
Yeah. Now, I thought you've been there before, right?
Yes. I had been there maybe 5 or 6 years ago before COVID, and it was for a conference, and we only stayed for 4 days in Ashford Castle, which I'm not complaining. It was gorgeous, and that's kind of why I wanted to bring the group back, because and stay at Ashford Castle.
Right.
And Brendan Vacations, we did the tour with them, and they have stays at castles. So we stayed with them, and I got to show everybody what I had done with the falconry. And I'll tell you, it's fun to see it again in someone else's eyes, because I must have looked just like they did, like, oh, my gosh, this thing's coming back.
Yeah.
You know, and how smart they are. But we really got lucky. We had two falcons in our group. And they would fly away, and they got out, so they were like, you couldn't see them anymore. And then all of a sudden, they just come swooshing in and fly around our head and land on us and eat the bird we were giving them, or whatever, we were giving them.
That sounds terrifying, but I guess once you become comfortable with it, it's kind of fun. Huh?
It's like, you don't even really see them. You feel them around you, you know, and it's just gorgeous.
Yeah,
just
huge birds.
Oh, God, it was so pretty. And that's one of my favorite things to do there. And some of the ladies that were there did the high tea.
Oh,
so they loved that
and
really loved it. And it took like 2 or 3 hours. I mean, it wasn't just tea. It was a darn meal. So that was Ashford, and it was sunny this year when I went. Last time I was there, it rained for 3 days, so it was kind of different. But we started off, we all flew into Dublin together, and it's fun to be together on the plane and do all that. And then I meet everybody, you know, in the baggage claim, and we walk through everywhere together. So it's fun as a group. And you know, this group is always different. It's not the same group of people. Anyone can go in these groups, and that's what's so fun. And then we stayed a couple days in Dublin, and we went by the Trinity College there, and we did kind of some city touring. And then, of course, the guys went to Guinness, because our tour didn't include Guinness, which I was shocked.
Yeah.
And, of course, I didn't know that. I just assumed that. I should have read better. And so I got the guys into Guinness on a tour, and the girls went shopping. So it was really a fun day for us. And then the next day, we went over to the Irish stud farm, and we saw the horses and how they take care of them, the racing horses. And then they had all their foals. Is it maybe?
Yeah,
they had them, and they were out in the field. It was so pretty. Again, one thing about Ireland, it is green.
Well, it is. And you see it, Ring of Kerry, you did. And as you're driving around the Ring of Kerry, you see rainbows everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's where the whole, you know, the leprechaun and the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, you realize, well, because it's raining at all these different elevations, and not like dark, gloomy rain, but there's just always this sort of Irish mist in the air, and that's why everything is green, and that's why there's so many rainbows.
I didn't really hear that story, so that was a good story. When we were there, the Ring of Kerry, it was like, we saw like a rainbow, and then we saw like the sheep.
Yeah.
You know, and there's little spots where you can stop and feed them. You pay $2 for the food, and you could feed their sheep.
Nice.
It's so funny. But yeah, and we just kept saying, it's so green. Mm-hmm. And then you see these, like you had said, the spots of sheep everywhere, and they're all in their little fenced-in yards that are made out of stone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so pretty. I was driving home Sunday from up north, and I said, oh, I wish they had the stone walls everywhere.
Yeah.
You know. So I got to see the baby sheep. I got to hold a baby sheep, and that was fun. And then, of course, we did the Blarney Castle.
Oh,
and some of the gals took a master
gardener?
Yes, tour.
Okay.
They love that. Of course, I climbed the castle. I lay back. It's a whole production.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you just kissed the stone and you were gone.
No, no, no. You got to do
like
it.
Kind of like you touch the bell.
The Liberty Bell. Yeah. No, you got to get on your back and arch your neck up and kiss it while you're lying on your back. It's a whole production.
So I figured I have the gift of gab, so I didn't have to do it, but my two friends did it. My two girlfriends from high school went, and they did it, and they're probably the two quiet ones in our group of friends, and I said, well, you two needed it, so I just kind of left it some more extra for you. But I was laying there and trying to go back, and I thought, you know what, either put my neck in shame and then I'll be terrible the rest of the week, or just pretend I did it. And of course they have a picture that I didn't do it, but that's
air
okay.
Kiss, that's all. Fair enough.
Exactly.
Well, it sounds like a great trip.
It really was. We had so much fun. We saw the Cliffs of Moher, which is breathtaking. And just, you walk out there and you're like, oh my gosh, it's like right there. My husband went somewhere too, and it was like a cliff of more, but it was a cliff, and there's no fencing.
Oh, yikes.
My friend went, crawled over to the edge, and looked straight down and took a picture with the wind. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's why in the United States we have fences, because the Americans are stupid.
Right. Yeah, we'll just walk up to anything, and yeah.
Yeah, so that was it was a great time and a great tour, and if you haven't been to Ireland, give us a call. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful tour, English speaking. The only bad thing is they drive on the wrong side of the road, or their side is the right side. I don't know, but.
Well, but when you're taking a group tour, I'm assuming you had a bus that took you around everywhere, so you didn't have to worry about that.
We had a great bus, and I'll tell you what, I can't believe how they get around
on
those little itty-bitty roads.
Oh, it's something. Yeah, it is something. Well, the nice thing about these group trips, too, is that you can have experiences, get into places that other, like traveling as an individual, it would take a lot of planning and logistics, and frankly, some things that just aren't even available to most people.
Yes, exactly. That's like, the other thing, the one thing that I said was the stud farm. We got in, we went to the front of the line, we mm-hmm. got right in, we got all the private tours, mm-hmm. they were already planned, so we were the one getting the full view. We went out in the countryside in that, and that's the one thing. One of the people on the tour thought I did the tour. She goes, I just saw you printed all this up and you did this. And I'm like, no. Oh, no. But that's what the fun part about it is I'm sitting in the back of the bus with everybody else. I'm enjoying the trip. But I also, you know, I'm helping you, because we did have a situation on our trip that someone had to fly home early. And, you know, I helped her get her flights, changed and directed her what to do. And I went to the tour lead guide, and I got everything in road for her. Now we're home and I'm helping her with her refund. But, you know, that's the thing. We're traveling together. We're getting to know each other. And I'll tell you, we sat at dinner one night and we played a game. And I always play this as, what's your favorite thing you did today? Mm-hmm. I used to do it with the kids. And I said, what's your favorite part about the trip? And most of them said it was meeting new people and having the experience with other people.
That's cool.
So that to me warmed my heart, but it also, my husband actually got up on his little pedestal and was saying how much he's met such great friends, and now we travel with them. And my husband's very quiet, so he must have kissed the Blarney Stone. But yeah, so I just want everyone to know that these groups that we do, we have so much fun. And really, if something, you know, like the food, the 2 days the food was the same, and we all were like, it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. What other group trips do you have coming up?
So I have this fall, we have Norway, which we have a couple seats left on our Norway trip, which will be amazing. Hopefully see the Northern Lights. But my biggest one, and I have 4 spots open because I had some people that had to rearrange their work schedule and couldn't go. But we have 4 spots open to go to New Zealand. Now, if you've wanted to go to New Zealand and really see the whole island, both islands, we have a group going in February and March. So it's our winter, crappy here, great there, summer there. And we have that group going, and we've got 4 spots on that. That I have to close out pretty quick because they have to try to sell it if I can. And then another one we've got is in the fall of next year, Sicily and Malta.
Oh.
Yes, and that's going to be amazing. It's 4 nights in Malta, 6 nights in Sicily, and then we do have some people that are going to go on to Rome. Some are going to go on to Tuscany, and I actually help you with that as well. And then We're doing a Croatia cruise, which is only a small ship where we're going to jump off the boat into the water and we're going to only do the islands of Croatia. So that'll be a lot of fun, beautiful. Get to go to Dubrovnik. And then also not scheduled yet, but I'm waiting for the dates to clear, Kenya.
Oh, boy.
And that's going to be in, again, February, March of 28. And if you're thinking about Africa, want to travel with people and people that you know, we have 18 spots on that. So if you're interested in any of these, Sicily, Malta is half full, 4 seats on New Zealand, 4 seats left on Norway, and then Kenya's got 18.
There you go. Plenty of opportunity.
If, you got it.
People want to plan their own individual vacation or one of these group trips.
Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.